We did a little bit yesterday. Try again, Mr. Shem.
Still on Gimel?
We're still on Gimel, I think. I mean, I've sort of compiled the questions. It seems like I pretty much answered the questions, actually, these questions, anyway, the 20. But the way it is right now, it's kind of like pivotal that whoever's come, you should come. It's also a question of, there are people, I think, who don't really understand it so well. It's also important to bring, at least maybe to give a paper, like, maybe before, like, give them, like, a glossary paper or something. They don't really.
Maybe before we jump right into the questions, we'll go through, maybe go through, like, maybe 20 minutes in terms of just a general overview of this thing. There are people who ask questions that they have in the text, or if they don't understand it.
That's a good idea. That's a fine idea.
And then do the questions. Maybe it'll help those people. I don't know.
Maybe that's a good idea. People are willing to be interested. Yeah, it could be.
That's
what we do.
Huh? Summarize is possible. It's definitely doable. But it can't be done. So I will send either to Hanan or maybe to you. I don't know. I have a printer theoretically. Maybe if it's actually set up, which I doubt, but it's possible. If it's actually set up, so maybe I'll actually print it myself. The answers by tomorrow, by the way, to these 20 questions. I just want to go through them and make sure we went through whatever we did do yesterday. We did some of them.
You have a test?
Hmm?
Is the questions?
I don't know if there's going to be a test. I'm not even sure. I have to speak to a own grad, see what he wants, what he thinks. I don't know. What he wants.
We eventually have to test some of our grad
students. Huh?
Now we have to test some of our grad students.
Really? Which one? On Thursday?
Yeah.
Oh, you can do a test? How'd you do?
One of them, I aced. The other one, I don't know. Like, it seems like a lot of people did like two answers different than what they did.
When is the test? After the shiur?
No. The shiur was like on Thursday, so the following Wednesday. Like when you really forget it, then
they. Well, I'm different. I'll give you the pages with the questions. It's going to be the same questions. Just but hopefully you won't have the answers in front of you when you answer it. But you'll know they will say the answers. I'm not going to. Well, you didn't make the answers. They are complicated.
It's not that hard.
If you make them,
no test. It's okay.
I don't think we're going to do a test. I don't think so. That's not the plan. Unless, again, if you insist, it's not in my hands.
Anyway, you
make
a test.
Hmm?
Yeah?
Well, you can make
them
multiple
choice. You light your candles on your refrigerator. Choice A.
Okay. All right, so where are we? So we spoke a little bit about this yesterday again. The Magen Avraham Sukkot in Zion. The Magen Avraham says, Derech Hilucho. What does that mean? So this machlokis, it's a machlokis between the. What? Let's go backwards. I should write this. I didn't write it up. I should have written it. It's okay. Tomorrow we're going to focus a little bit. I'll just let you know beforehand. Whoever's going to prepare on Magen Avraham Sukkot and Ches. And we're going to ask you a simple question. Are you allowed to give a child who's crying a vessel which is used for a prohibited purpose usually? Is that called tzorach gufo? Like something is used for a purpose here. Let's say this is a vessel that's used for a prohibited purpose. That's our job, but you can't get stuck in it. So let's say that's true. Right? And I'm using a doorman. Let's say that's true. Now, or let's call this, I don't know, maybe something else. Huh?
Kishkap.
A kish cup is not a prohibited purpose. Purpose. I need something for a prohibited purpose. It's some kind of a
mukta toy,
whatever. Yeah, let's say. Now the child's crying. Can I give him the toy? Let's say it's really mukta. But I'm allowed to carry this to open, break nuts. I'm allowed to carry this hammer to break nuts. I'm allowed to carry this hammer to use as a doorstop. Why can't I give the hammer to the child?
He wants to do something mukta with it.
What he won't do something mukta with it. It's a hammer. He won't hit his friend. He wants to play with it.
Shouldn't give a kid a hammer either, though.
That's a good point. But let's say it's a hammer that I could use to open ledge. It's not that heavy. It's not going to hurt anyone. Let's say it's mukta. or it's some other, like, I don't know, some screwdriver or something, whatever. The kid's of an age where he just wants to play with it. He wants to pretend with his friends. They're going to pretend. He's like 10 or 7. He has chinuch. He's the age of
chinuch.
I don't have. I just have tools. Also, right? Let's say, fine, great. If it's not a Shabbos sponge, it's also muksa. Like, he wants a sponge. Can I give him the sponge or not? It's a klish from Lister. So this is not for today. You should be able to maybe figure out what that mug in a room has to do with this question.
Which
yes. It's not that long, I don't think. It's not that long.
I don't think much. You should give kids.
Perhaps you're right. We'll find out.
Yeah, let's see. Parent telling the kids, like, hey, it's not going to touch it.
It smokes there. Excellent. Good point. It's interesting to see what the Mugger Rum says and how he says it.
Tree branches, I know what it looks
like. Huh?
Tree branches, I know what it looks like. You see a stick on the ground. Everybody I know is like, looks like.
Well, it's much more beautiful.
There's
different.
A way around it. If you put it on the side of four shops, you give it a stick to your kid, say, I'm putting these sticks aside, I'm going to use the shop to play with you
about it. Has to be. These sticks I will always use as a toy for my kid, otherwise you may not use it. We will see it later. The Olam. If it's Muksa Machbas Gufo. If it's Muksa.
You put aside before Shabbos, I'm playing with this.
Unless it's something which is very normal people would do, it's a normal usage.
That
I don't know. If you assume it's not a normal, not a usual thing that's done, for sure it's like you can't do it.
Oh, it's like, you take all these rocks, you put aside before Shabbos, these rocks are going to throw people who drive on Shabbos.
No, that's our neighborhood, and it's the Arabs, and they're normally throwing petrol bombs.
I think we're at a tangent, I'm afraid. we're not allowed to do tangents. We'll field the question at 5 o'clock. Got it. Excellent year. So we have like this. We have prohibited muksa, which is there's a muksa, which is muksa because of the thing itself. This thing is muksa. It's a stone. It has no permitted use. It's not a vessel, even if it does have a theoretical permitted use. It's a stone. That's one thing. And then we have something which is a vessel that's used for prohibited use. A screwdriver, for example. Which is to say I could do all sorts of things with my screwdriver, but, like...
What?
Yeah, whatever. There's lots of things I could do. Maybe it needs to be able to cut my challah, but let's say I could... my kids like to use it as a toy. And I use it as a paperweight on my desk. It's like it. It's really spiffy. Like, I do different things with it. Whatever. It's exactly what I leave my book open. I leave it open. I put a screwdriver, and it's perfect. Like, it works nicely. It can work. You have to think of what exact things is permitted, isn't permitted.
Is it something that you usually do? Or you usually put the screwdriver there as a thing.
And let's say the person. Let's say he does. Now my child's crying. Can I give him the screwdriver? Or can I give him the screwdriver? We said such a thing. I'm allowed to move to use the thing itself. Or to, because I need the space. That's what we spoke about. Now, Derech Hiluchah in the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham says, in terms of moving any kind of muksa, presumably, with your feet, he said, you're allowed to as you go. What does Derech Hiluchah mean? That was our question.
The last part was like moving it like a soccer ball.
Yeah, he says, Derech Hiluchah means in the way you walk. What does that signify? What does that tell me? So there are two approaches to what it tells me. The Lepushe Surad says right there, he says, listen, he's telling you something very, very simple, which is that, it's telling you, what is it telling me? It's telling me, it's saying, listen, you cannot move muksa unless you have to do it for a permitted purpose. It's called what we know as tiltul min hatzad. I'm carrying it on the side strange way, and that is not carried, not like the Mishabura says. I'm carrying a strange way with my foot, so I can only use it for permitted purpose. For example, the Gemara that this talks about, the Gemara that Magen Avraham is quoting, is that some person made a storehouse with muksa things, or these muksa things, wherever I am, and I need to walk. I can just walk right through them and create a path. Now, let's say they're not going to break whatever. I walk right through them. I create a path on Shabbos. There, hilucho.
This is a different case. This is like the case of walking on grass. It's in which case, you because you're not using it.
No, there I need to make a path.
You need to make a path. You're moving.
I'm moving, but I'm carrying. I couldn't do it with my hands, but I can do it with my feet. That's the Gemara there. That's what it says. With my feet, I can. So the Vusha Svat says you can't. It's called tiltul. It's just a strange kind of tiltul. It's a strange kind of carrying with my feet. That's what the Vusha Svat says. Fine. Very good. Now, what about the Masa Shekel? The Masa Shekel argues. He says no. The reason the Magen Rabbeinu uses the language derech hilucho is because that's the language of the Gemara that proves that you allowed him to carry with your feet. So it doesn't mean, though, that you only can do it as you walk derech hilucho because it's a strange kind of carrying. It's zero carrying. He merely uses it like the Gemara says, you allowed to move muksa derech hilucho as you're walking. In that case, when you have to clear a path, you can carry with your feet because feet is not carrying. That's the two different ways of learning the same Magen Avraham, what he means. What's it permit?
One
says
it doesn't say
Derech Hilucho.
One says
it doesn't
say Derech
Hilucho. What does he not say Derech Hilucho? Magen Avraham?
Maybe
the Mishnah Berurah. No, I don't know. The Mishnah Berurah for sure says not. But the Magen Avraham, I mean, again, the Lucius Rod brings a proof, but his proof is not a proof. The proof merely says that you're, if someone put muksa stuff, you're allowed to walk and make it happen. It doesn't prove that you can't do anything else with muksa, with your feet. It doesn't prove that muksa is called carrying. He just says here, that's what he's talking about. That's the only thing that's permitted derech hilucho. But he hasn't proven that. That's just all he said. It's certainly an interesting point to think about. That was the first question. So the answer is, the Mishnah Berurah says you can. And according to Masa Shekel, the Mishnah Berurah and the Magen Avraham agree that my feet, if I have muksa on the floor, there are some stones. My child, bless his soul, filled my home with rocks. I don't really want rocks. I can fall over them. That's a little bit... Now, can I pick it up and take it outside? No. There are muksa, machus gufo. There are muksa in and of itself. For its very body is muksa. It's worthless. It's not a vessel. You can't do anything with it, really. Most people, it's like it's put out of your mind.
But you can move it with your foot.
Yeah. I can kick it out, move it out. I can... dribble with it.
Is it more stringent than a regular just move it to the side?
Yes, for sure. No. No. Derech hilucho, I don't know what derech hilucho is.
But there's someone that holds that it's more stringent than regular tutum on the side?
No, I don't think so. Not that I know of. The Rosh Hashanah says it's tutum on the side. He says it's only for permitted purpose you're allowed to. According to the Magen Avraham, I don't know if anyone holds. I'm not aware.
Is there any difference if it's not a kiss?
If the muksa is valuable and you've set it aside and you're not going to use it for anything else, that's called muksa machon sharon kiss. So now, presumably, because muksa carrying, according to Mishnah Berurah, feet is not called carrying. They said you can't carry certain stuff. Oh, I'm not carrying. So presumably, it's zero. And even a rock, and as far as I know, a rock and a muksa machon sharon kiss, something that's very precious and valuable, maybe you won't kick it with your feet, but you can kick it with your feet, as far as I know. You can move it with your feet. If you want to say that you have a very expensive bicycle or whatever, you would never move it. You can move it with your feet if it works out for you. Again, I guess it's like, I don't know exactly how you'd manage it. You have to think of how. But the bottom line, it's doable. That's according to the Mishnah Berurah. Now, that question I answered the other day that we spoke about. Yeah, I have to remember one other question I wanted to ask, but we'll do it at the end of the morning. For tomorrow also. Okay. Assuming we finish these, I hope we'll finish these. Okay. What? I don't know if you're allowed to, though. It's just interesting. I'm not really sure. Maybe not. Okay. Is the telephone book muksa? Good question. Is it? We said if you have something which is only used for prohibited use, that's called muksa. If it was made for prohibited use, it's called muksa. How about a phone book? Huh? Yeah, but the question is, if it's made for something prohibited use, we'll see later. That's the Biro Lacha says. It's called muksa.
Not actually. Do anything.
What do you do with the telephone book?
You use it to help you make a phone call, but it's not...
So it's for prohibited use, isn't it?
You use it to remember numbers and names.
Names, really? Is it really for names or just for phone numbers?
You look up the...
It's called the phone book. You're right, though. Some stick look at it like that. It's true. Some are lenient. It's true. Wow.
How often do you only remember a number? You
want
to remember a name?
I mean, it can happen. It's like much, much less, I think. I think it's much less. And even if you're looking for the name, it's only to get the guy's number too. I just don't remember which Goldberg is it. Which one? Oh, right. This
is you want to find an address?
Huh? It can be.
You want to find an address? Huh?
That's the question. Can I or can't I? Can I find an address or not? That's exactly exactly the question. Can I find
an address? You look up a shot in the Gemara, but then you go look up...
I don't know. Maybe you can. Maybe you can. There's someone's name over here. He says, it's a klis from after this. He says, it's a klis... Looking up phone numbers. You think you're allowed to do that on Shabbos for Shabbos use? I mean, come on. It's a klis from after this. That's what Shlomo Zalman says. A phone book is a klis from after this. He said, but you're allowed to look up a name and address if you need to. So it doesn't go well. It's like any other klis from after this, which if you need to use it for something, it's permitted on Shabbos. Because a klis from after
this,
that's the whole reason why. And yes, don't confuse. Your phone is not allowed to look up a number or name on Shabbos, but if I'm allowed to use the thing, if I'm allowed to use a thing which is prohibited on Shabbos, if it's a vessel, and it's used for prohibited use, and I'm allowed to use it, so then I can use it to look up a number. That's what he says. I can use it.
But you're not going to make a phone call, so
I can't... I'm sorry, I can use it to look up an address. My apologies.
Well, let's try looking up a number. You're not making a phone call.
For after Shabbos? For when? For what? Just for the heck of it?
Well,
usually, mostly people use it to give a number. To call for, that's what the purpose is. Or to, even worse, advertise. What was the name of my plumber again? Ah, this is the guy. Right. So that's not for a Shabbos use. So he says, you're allowed to use it nevertheless. Rabbi Yashiv argues. He says, no. He says, like people were saying here. He says, no, sometimes you look it up for an address. Who said it's only the number? Because you use it more for that? He says, that's not so much... It's a thing which is set aside, it's just an address. It's a klis not letter, you're only looking up. So like he has his own mahalach, he said it's a permitted vessel, no problem. That's what he says. He says, no problem, it's addresses too, and
fine. He's telling you, you're
going to
a different name and stuff.
True, pursuit. Actually,
well,
I don't know.
On a similar, what about using a... Do they actually have phone books now? What about using... We used to use phone books to, as booster seats.
You can still use it as a booster seat, no problem. Please, you have to, or even Israel, if you need it, and that's the way you use it for, you can use it for it. No problem.
You can also use it to make your car vote.
Okay, now the question was, my child turns on loud music.
On Shabbos.
Now, the room is like really, this is our salon, people are going to come, guests. It's not a stereo. It's battery operated. Now, can I move it or not? Yes or no?
Depends how big the party is.
The party is quite big, but I don't need the space on the chair, actually. I don't need to sit on the chair. It's on the chair. I don't need to sit on the chair.
On top of it, it's more permissible than moving the hips around.
Maybe 10 pillows, but it's hard to hold them, and it's kind of loud. But yeah, you're right. That's an answer. If you have a little bit of pillow on top, great. But can I? Do I? Am I? That's the question.
Yeah, it's for your goof.
I would say yes. I would say it's kind of like moving you sort of in the coma. You need the room, and it's making the room unusable.
I agree with
you. So you don't need a physical spot.
Right, that's the question. What does sort of the coma mean? That's our question here. What is krokom? Does it mean the place I need to sit on the here? It's on the shelf. I need to put a book there. I need that space. So move it out of the way.
It's in that place.
Or not? That's the question.
It would be similar, like a ridiculously bright flashlight. It's in a room, and you need to sleep in there, so you can.
Could be.
You don't
that
need
might be
the,
cool
that
cool.
Piece of the floor, uh-huh. But you need the room, so.
A flashlight might be harder because if something's electric, but Yashim's like, I don't know the ramifications of what's committed.
No, he. Flashlights in the hotel.
I lifted them. Who said I lifted them? I just lifted them. I turned on before Shabbos for my neighbor Shabbos. I didn't say I lifted them.
Oh, you need that on Shabbos?
I left them on. Yeah.
So how
do you sleep
with
the pillow?
Oh, you put
pillows on top of the pillow. If it happens, it didn't disturb me. But if it had, actually, yeah. But bottom line, there are ways to deal with it, doesn't it? Sorry. Huh? We spoke about this, but it's not really today. So we're trying to stay on topic. We're working on it. That's the show we're going to do.
No, but the radio.
Hmm? Oh, that's the question. So, that's a great, great point. Obi's saying a very good point. You're right. You're totally right. Hey, who said Makomo is the place? The trouble is, your carp is like, that's all very nice. But the Meiri says it's only if you need the actual space. So he brings a Meiri, and I'm like, whoa. Because I usually, there are a lot of people posting who hope it's okay. But like,
you
he's like.
You always come up with a use for the place.
No. If it's on like the fifth shelf, and he like climbed up in the ladder, which he also shouldn't have climbed up, let's say, and turned it on. So you can't find a useful place. No, I really can't.
You always put some other book there.
What do you mean put some other book?
You don't own any books. You don't own
any. Yeah,
anything.
Whatever. I can't. As it happens, I can't.
And a radio.
Yeah, what I do. What, but you're right. It's also true. We say there is a good. You are saying a good point. I can't theoretically try to find a use for it. Let's say I need the space.
Maybe
it could be. If you want to say it's a place for not to lease, then yes. If it's a vessel which is set aside for prohibited use, then you would be allowed.
Is there a difference between turning the volume down and turning the reference
up? See, I'll tell you. This question, even though it's not strictly on topic, I think we should deal with it. Someone wanted to ask Shlomo Zalman, he has the questions about what exactly is electricity, and he comes out that, generally speaking, it's rabbinic. That's how he comes out, unless it's a fire. So someone wanted to find out, Rav Halpern from Mechon Technologia, wanted to find out, okay, what are the real, like, I need to find, like, the exact barriers. Like, he says, what is his, is he lenient, isn't he? So he sent somebody, his shliach, he said, okay, you go to the Rav, and try to get Hector to exactly put the volume down. He said, Rebbe, I have an alarm. I wake up at 6 a.m. because I have a seder. And my chavrusu is sleeping in the room and it disturbs him. He doesn't mind me waking up, but I have to shut the alarm. So, can I shut the alarm or not? Can I put the volume down or not?
Oh, man.
So he said,
put it on,
maybe
you can tell the kids
to move. No, it's not too bad. He said, I have an alarm. Can I or can't I? Rishon Zalman said, you put a pillow on it and that won't disturb anymore. He said, a pillow doesn't help. He said, you put another pillow on it. So then he saw it. He's not Lamaisa. Rishon Zalman doesn't care. I don't let you put down the volume. I don't let you turn it off. There's no difference between using electricity and you're not allowed. Bottom line, he wasn't willing to say it's okay. Even a rabbinic, not a rabbinic, you can't. It bothers him, tough luck. That was his. He wasn't willing to say, yeah, no, of course, no problem. It's a problem. But so then that's the problem. Carp brings this Meiri.
You couldn't turn it down.
Yeah. Nope.
You can't touch it, just turn it down.
You can't turn it down.
But Shabbos lamp, we can touch.
Shabbos lamp, you're not turning down, you're just moving it around.
I know, but
you're not turning it down.
I'm not changing anything. As a matter of fact, the first person who puts out a Shabbos lamp is the Ben Ish Chai. He says, you have a crevice in your wall, you put your candle, and then you put something in front of it. So he says,
would you pour water with the radio, Raza?
Huh? What?
I'm serious.
What?
You pour water over it. You know it's not going to try so much, but the water you're allowed to move, you're going to pour water with the purpose of short-circuiting the radio and preventing it from making the noise.
Now the monitor's shut.
I don't know the answer to that. Presumably not. Presumably it's still better than turning off the mic.
Fish point, you know?
Huh? I don't know. It's a good point. I mean, presumably the answer is no better than turning down the volume. Yeah, turn it down. You turn it that way. I don't know.
Can you put a pillow on it?
Sure.
That would deaden the sound. That would deaden the sound.
What is the sound?
You can't get the kid to turn it off.
No, there's no. Only if you say it's very busy.
Because I've heard that also. So what's the?
Could the kids hear it?
I can't find anyone who's real who says that. Not that I looked it up, but I'd be very, very gratified to you if you could find me a real posik who says that. I'd be very. I'm curious. Even if we don't hold it away, I'm very curious. But I can't seem to find it.
What was the question?
Can you turn down the volume? Some say that you can turn the volume.
I've heard you could turn the volume down with the shinui. I've heard. I don't know where I heard that, but that sounds very familiar in my head.
I'd like to hear who said so, and perhaps there is a good source.
Or as a Filipino attendant, you can do that.
Yeah, it could be. If you really need it, and you can explain it to her, and it's bothering you.
It's bothering the neighbor who first came to
Could be. Yeah, there is such a thing. You have to know that's its own. When we get to talking to, asking non-Jews to help you, to help us, we'll find out that there's a lot of different points. And
So it's not easy.
So they come in and you're like, wow, it's really
not so simple. No, it depends. To shut off maybe is easier.
That's
thinking in editor
me. That's thinking in editor
me. It's machlokes. Is your animal allowed to turn it off? Like I said, carpets in the area is like really complicated.
Trying to shop this dog?
No, yeah. You want to get your animal to turn it off? Let's see, put a piece of meat or something on top of the button and it goes to grab it.
When you train the dog, then we'll talk, okay?
Oh, no, for real. My dog can just sure do it.
That was hard work many months.
Let's call that off topic.
Yeah, I don't know the answer. I have no idea. I don't know.
Next question.
I mean, the answer is no for sure, but it doesn't matter. It's like a very complicated no, and it depends which no and what he's doing. It's like a whole. It's a relaxer. It's nothing to do with fear. Like it's its own complicated no. Presumably, no way. Like they speak about it actually.
Spider.
Spider is right. Okay, so the Nachas Yisrael says you can move it out. So if Karpus is a Miri says very clearly, it's very interesting. It's to be, how do they deal with that? I don't know. I heard from other Vosner also. It's the same question. If you have something embarrassing, I left my tools out. they're on the Shabbos table, or not on the table, they're on the shelf and on the sofa, and we don't need the spaces. But I'm really embarrassed. Guests are coming, like, there's all the stuff
over there.
On my little table near the couch. Like, it's not going to work well. It's not disgusting to me. It's just embarrassing. If you weren't coming, I'd be totally killed.
That's weird. Is it an issue?
I feel embarrassed. Is it called Tzorach Makomo? I feel embarrassed. Or my child, again, brought in a whole bunch of, like, mixed up all my tools, put them right on the table in front of my couch, took them out, started to say, here, this is here, made a hole. Can I remove it? I tried to convince him it's not working. So I think he debated. Now, can I remove it or not? That's my question. So it's either yes or no. So it's the same, it could be the same question. If it's not, if I don't need the space to sit on, the feed that Miri, too bad, but many posts can permit. Many Ravazna permits. Many big posts permit.
If you're having guests over.
He says, it's called Makomo. Who said Makomo? Again, it's a pound of the Miri. You have to sit and look if there's a way of getting out of the Miri. I don't know. I didn't look. And I have to look. I have to remember to look about Ravazna. I'm curious. There's got to be a way around that Miri. Because some too many Ravazna permits. Big people who know that Miri permits. So what do they do, though? I don't know. So look, maybe we'll bring
I'm assuming if you're having guests over, they're going to need space to sit down.
No, it's a table there, or we don't sit on the couch, or whatever. I don't need the space. It's over the floor. I don't need it. It's on the floor where no one's going to trip. It's okay. Everything's okay. But I'm embarrassed to have, like, my hammer, my nails, let's say, whatever it is. Huh?
It's not bad.
It's bad for me. What do you mean? But it's not a gush array. It's not cold. It's not, like, disgusting. It isn't disgusting.
Is it some bread in a movement?
We'll get there in another couple of steps. The answer is probably no. But we'll get there. You'll see. It's only a leniency about a dead body.
It's only permits?
We'll see. We'll get there. When the time comes, we'll get there. It's very not. The answer is probably no. But then we'll get there. Next question. Oh, here. This is the Bir Halacha that we want to work out here. What happens if a vessel is used mostly, it was made for a prohibited purpose? But it's used mostly for a permitted purpose. Is it okay or not?
So say the question over again.
It's used mostly, we said, a vessel is used for permitted purposes. You can move, you can use, you can even move it out of the sun so it shouldn't break, you should move it so it shouldn't be stolen. A vessel for permitted purposes, you can only move if you need it to use it for something permitted or if I need to use the space. Now, what about a vessel that was made to be used for permitted use, and I use it for that use, but it's mostly used for permitted use? Is it okay or not?
You go by with the main. So if you mainly use it for heter, then you go by it as heter?
That's the question. Is it mainly using, or is it it's made for permitted use? What's the difference if I use it more for permitted?
Because it's like there's an aspect of designation. You designate it for permitted
use. That's the question. Exactly, that's the question.
And Mr. Bruce said, if there's food in at the time.
Like there's no food in that pot. You're right, but there's no food in that at the time. You're right.
Then it sounded like it's awesome.
That's the question. Is that a pot is used mostly for prohibited use? I use it mostly to cook. I'm talking about a different case of pot.
Well, you have like a hammer that you only use to crack nuts.
That's it, yeah. As it happens, I don't have enough crack. I hate these. They break every 2 minutes. That's it. Bang, bang, bang. No, that's that. Very excellent example. No, are you allowed to or not? So presumably, again, now, if you need a headbang and nail, I don't know how to bang a nail so well, but if I do need one, I will use it. I will. I'm not going to, if my door breaks, I'm going to break through the door with the hammer. It's like, it's a big thing. It's great. But I use it much less likely, my tools. We broke the nutcracker ever since we started using it. Like, excellent. Like, my pail. That's when I break. Excellent example. Perfect. So now, my last one not?
Yes.
So the Bir Halacha says, he's like, I would say probably no, he says. So he says, I'm not sure, sure. He says, could be. No, pashut. It's made to be. It's a hammer. Everyone knows the hammer. So who are you kidding? It's a hammer. When you need to bend a nail, you bend it with this thing. And anyone who asks you, your neighbor next to the door.
If the reason for the Isser is because you might come to use it to bang in a nail.
Excellent. Good point.
Then it wouldn't be a problem because it's you never use this to bang a nail. It's not like you're holding a hammer. You're like,
but you were saying the opposite. I thought you were saying the exact opposite. Here, even though I almost never use it, but I can't. Could be I would use it. So it stays in my hand and say, could you bang it now? Maybe I'll bang it in.
No, because
so it doesn't help me. Maybe.
No,
he's not sure.
The thing is, if you don't see it as a hammer, it's just your nutcracker. Uh-huh. When you're holding it, it's the same as holding a shoe. You could use a shoe to bang in a nail, too. You're not like you can't carry a shoe because you might bang in a nail.
Well, that's the suffix. And you're right. That's the question. Because it could be. I'm not in a framework when I take this. I'm thinking about breaking nuts.
Right.
I'm not thinking about
nails. And that's what you're saying, and that's true. That's probably the suffix that side where he says maybe it's not like that. But the side that says it is like that, so then still, maybe you'll do a malachas sister or whatever it may be.
What if you made like a, it's a such a thing as for gufo, you have sometimes you have to say something to designate it. If you say this is my nutcracker, I'm only using this for cracker.
Again, the problem, the same question. If your neighbor knocks on your door and says, I need to borrow a hammer, what do you do?
Give him a nutcracker.
You give him your what you call my nutcracker, you give it to him. Why? Because it's a hammer. It's not a nutcracker. No matter what you want to say, you can use it as a nutcracker. And again, it's a question because for you it is a nutcracker. I won't bang a nail, whatever. But a hammer, it remains. It's not, it doesn't get rid of it. We'll get back to this in a minute. It's just, it's interesting. The Bir Lachamam, she says, I don't know.
You don't want to get dirty on their nails.
When we were talking about Brit Milah, you said that there's no real difference between a bris knife and a regular knife.
Maybe. There were those who wanted the time.
There was
a lot of sfaras by bris milah. I have to fill in those answers. God willing. There were a whole bunch of sfaras because there was one sfar which was that like bichlal, since it's used for Shabbos to do milah, it's permitted. It's klishmach ahead to that week. Bichlal, what do you mean? I use it for milah. It's like on different sfaras. It's very interesting.
Shabbos is so complicated.
Oh, that's right. Life is complicated. You're right. Okay, what about a dishwasher? How does a dishwasher fit in here?
We're dishwashers.
Huh?
We're dishwashers.
I'd like to... Okay, let's say someone had a dishwasher. Let's say. Before it broke.
What's a dishwasher?
You were in a vayash before. Someone asked him, are you allowed to do lisha with mayonnaise? He said, what's mayonnaise? This is like in the 80s, I think. It's not like in the 40s.
Yes, sir, that makes it worse.
Okay, after that, it's you and him. So, how about a dishwasher? I'd like to put my dishes in the dishwasher. There's nothing in it on Shabbos. I want to put it in when we're done. That way, it'll be ready to wash after Shabbos. Am I allowed to or not?
Yes.
Hmm?
Yes.
You say yes. Why?
I have no idea, but I suggest because I've seen people do it. Assuming that they know what
usually that's the place you take these things up. Listen, this is the place where I put the dishes. They're dirty. What am I supposed to do?
That's also nice for preparing.
So again, is it sort of gufo? Maybe. Maybe it's called sort of gufo.
Also, you don't want to
put the dishes in.
Maybe. On your account, it's dirty for you.
It's too tough. Put it in the sink. This place is
in
the sink. I'd rather not, but it's not the end of the world. You can wash it even. Oh. You know what I mean? Like, if you might need it, if you need it, whatever. Like, that's worse. That's much worse. But we'll talk about that eventually. Not now. That's the thing. So is it sort of goofy for that door to open and then put it in the little shelf?
What about you?
I don't think you let it open and close the door.
She can. Yes, she can. But us, it's a question. We have to see. If you have a non-Jewish helper, so she's okay to put it for sure.
We're talking
about practical. I mean, who has a dishwasher?
That's maybe that is right. You're right. Excellent.
We're next person start talking about using a private jet on Shabbos. If you're like a non-Jewish pilot,
you let a smoke on Shabbos. The Malbim says,
if you do it backwards,
and you have to put it deep. He says, deep in. That's for you, baby. He wanted to make fun of him. It didn't work so well. Can I smoke with a Shino Rabba? Anyway, the mob was not the right guy.
But getting back to the mechanical dishwasher.
Uh-huh.
I think that
could you say that you're using it for storage?
That's a good point. That's a good point. Some say if you have dishes in there, if there are dishes in there before Shabbos, then it's now I'm using it for Hentel, like the pot. If you say that a pot is used to cook with, but I only use this pot to cook with, however long, and then I leave the stuff to store. And when it's the stuff stored, it's nullified to the stuff stored in it. You won't tell me don't take your pot of schnitzels out of the fridge because it's mukhsar. I need those schnitzels. I don't care about the pot. The pot's merely receptacle for schnitzels. So the same thing. Once there's vessels in there, once there's dishes in there, presumably it's but like if you have clean dishes in there, you can take them out. That's
you
presumably.
So it's like
that's
a storage.
But like it's like a pot. Same thing.
It's like a box or a shelf.
Whatever you it's also it's like a pot. It's used for primitive use. That's what it comes down to. But I can use it. Take the food out. Same thing. Now the Max Elio says a dishwasher is used for both primitive and permitted uses.
Because if you would have had clean dishes, you would have been able to take it out.
I mean, that's what he says. He says, you leave dishes in there, you take them in, you put them out. Now, so therefore, it's a klishmach leheter and leheter, so you can put in. But Nachlis Yisrael disagrees. And he says, like that Bir Alecha. He says, the Bir Alecha says, I don't know if you have made, this is made to wash dishes. He said, the Halacha is like the Bir Alecha Safik. At the very least, we don't know that he's wrong if he's not sure. And maybe that's what he means. He's meaning that way. So, hey, tough. You can't use it. He's like, he's got, you have a problem. You have a problem opening it up just to put, that's what so far. Maybe there are other folks, but I've seen so far. It's not so simple to just throw it in the dishwasher.
So we're not even talking about the electronics and all that stuff.
Again, why should I be able to open, to take out the dishes? You want to say it's totally nullified to the clean dishes, okay. But to make it as a special repository in my dish, like, I have to think, why should that be permitted? It's clear, not clear. It's called Surah. Makomo, when I'm putting inside, I'm not using the thing, like I'm just using, maybe it's called Surah Kufo. Maybe you say, I need it. What do you mean? I need to put my stuff in. I need it.
Sink.
Yeah, I don't want to use the sink. I don't want to use the thing. I don't want to put it here. Some of you will put it in your backyard. I don't want to put it in my backyard. I can. You're right. I'm not there. But I don't want to. I don't feel like it. I understand. I have to. Do I have to put it in my backyard? That's the question here.
It was there. It's like, you know, it's protected and it's not visible, so it's not like disturbing. It's like, you know, it's the only place you can do that.
If I have another place, the question is, let's say I do. If I do, maybe I can still put it in, maybe not. That's our question. So that's the question. So, but presumably, if I don't have, in other words, if I want to use this is my normal place to put it, I guess like just like a pot. No one would tell you if you don't have an appropriate dish. If you don't have a dish that's maybe it's different though. Maybe I can
put three dishes every day of the week.
It has to be thought through. But the way it came out so far, it's problems, and I haven't yet found someone to say it's no problem.
But
I haven't found.
But speaking about the pot, what about these glass dishes that you bake in, then you put them in the freezer for storage, and put them in the refrigerator for storage, and put them on the table for
serving. That might be easier theoretically, because it's not a pot made for, you might never ever bake in it. Maybe I don't bake it, it's a dish. I mean, I might not.
It's made for baking.
It's true, but it might be different. It's certainly if I need it, I need it. Again, we get complicated when
your neighbor would ask you, do you have a baked dish, if you go give it to the dish.
You're right, it's true. I would say, you need a baked dish on Shabbos?
But it's always used for storage. I mean, once you bake in it, you serve.
As long as there's things in it, it's no problem. If there isn't things in it, if I have another thing that's just as good, there's no reason to use it. So it could be I'm not allowed. It could be it's like a pot.
How's our case any different than throwing the cutlery in the sink for cleaning after Shabbos?
What's the sink? What's mooks about the sink?
Okay, so what if the dishwasher's unplugged?
Huh?
The dishwasher, when this is unplugged,
if I can open this with my foot, it's no problem. If the dishwasher is open a little bit, and I can open it.
Why is it like the fridge? Like, we're going to say, like, opening the dishwasher door.
Again,
like
the door is filled with electronics, number one.
It's also the fridge.
No, I didn't say no. I didn't say no. You're saying a good question, and you can say again the same idea. Perhaps because when I put something in here, it's like an oven. I bake. No one would say an oven is like a fridge. A fridge, I just put in, there is electronics happening, but
I see some people sometimes like say that dirty dish is spread in the oven.
I'm not so sure also if there's any electronics on a fridge door. On it itself, I'm not so sure.
Yes, when we have like a temperature controls and like you have like the water, like ice.
So if you have that, you're right. But if
not,
it's not.
It's just a door.
And the oven also, sometimes you have electronic controls on the door of the oven.
No, 100%. Yeah. 100%. But I'm just saying like there's a difference between using something which is permitted. There's something which is not, it's like not, it's not permitted use, per se. It's like a
dishwasher, you put the stuff in, it contains the smell of dirty dishes.
That's true, it does help. Again, Dr. Rain, that was a good point.
Dr. Rain was a good point. You need to move the door out of your way to put the dishes inside.
Again, it could be, it has to be worked out. For what I sound so far, no one's happy. Again, although, like you said, what do you mean? That's why I put my dishes. And if it's a bad, maybe everyone's relying on the fact that it's a bad smell. And this thing is going to smell bad also. I don't feel like doing this. I don't have to wash the dishes in order to I can move it in order to remove a garbage tray. It could be. Just like if there was a dead mouse on the floor, I'd be allowed to throw it out. Like that's explicit.
You put in the dishwasher?
I don't remember, but it's a klishim lachal isser, right?
Huh? Yeah.
The dishwasher is a klishim lachal isser. When you put the dishes in there, you need it to start with gufo.
So that's the question. Is that called?
No, you need it to start with.
Is that called makom? I'm using it. I'm not using its place per se. I'm using it. You're saying it's just as much. I mean, it could be. It's a thought. Like I said, it's not clear. So for those of the posts I found, I didn't find anyone else talking about this. Well, Badi, I have to look at him. I'm sure he talks about it. I didn't didn't yet. And I was in the question, like, oh, I had a look in the, I didn't, and I'm sorry about it. But actually, that's the question, and yes, that's what I was saying. It's like, there's got to be maybe more. But in terms of Gel Sharei, that could be what everyone's relying on. But we'll see later that when there's something disgusting in your presence where you live, and it's hard for you, it makes life hard for you, or it's, that's where you are right now, you're allowed to remove it. That we'll also see with this with the dead body. We'll see also, but like this thing called Gav Shorei, you just get like you just get rid of it.
Sweeping.
Yeah, sweeping. Like you, it's all muksa. How do you pick it up?
You know, my nephew said he's a rabbi and he gets questions all the time. Mm-hmm. And he said when we lost, you know, you lost three people: Rabbi Moshe Feinstein, Rabbi Orbach, Rabbi Avadi Yosef. Mm-hmm. He said those are the people that everybody went to, and we would send questions to them. Their secretaries would get back to us. He says, now we don't have people like that anymore. The questions, the same questions become much harder. Because,
Shemira.
You know, the thing, we keep moving forward in terms of time. So,
Shemira. Shemira. We
get to this point in time and we have to move forward.
Shemira.
You know, we don't have.
Shemira. Now, a stopwatch. Do you ask this? Stopwatch is a mux or not? Stopwatch.
Some questions regular watch, you
know? Oh, the watch
is all the time.
Or
stopped watch.
So okay, stop watch or stop watch?
I'm sorry, a watch that stopped.
Oh.
I say, must be if you wear it for the best of it, if you'd like to wear it.
Hey, you wear it with it.
Okay. Is it considered, is some societies like Spanish considered to be jewelry?
What about
that's
the wrong
if it's jewelry, it's for sure, you're right. If it's jewelry, it's for sure.
I don't wear this in time.
You don't wear at the time, so it's fine.
No, seriously, if I want to do it, I just open that door, so I don't even look at the watch.
I mean, for women, a watch is jewelry.
This is my jewelry.
Okay, so in terms of a stopwatch, like you said, if it's normal to wear, it's no dormant, it's not a problem, Shabbos. Gold, I don't know, whatever it is, you can wear it. It's okay.
What is self-winding watch?
Huh?
Self-winding watch.
Automatic.
The ones that where you move your wrist, it winds and stuff.
Not,
I don't even go there.
No.
Everyone wears those. Every
fussing
watch, one of those
automatic
ones.
Better turn it off on Shabbos.
There's no turning it off.
Okay. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, you wear it. you're whining. I think. I never saw anything. I think. What's the question?
If you get a nice wine.
On these watches?
Well,
not.
If there's any whining, you
wear it. Is something starting ticking? If it's stopped ticking, you're not allowed to wear it.
How come you can wear it so
it's because it's like not like
it's a grown up.
Anytime you go like this, it goes for like half a minute, let's say.
So what? Are you allowed to wind the watch and my watch was still ticking, I'm allowed to wind it? We all do not. What's the difference?
I don't know. Because
it's a grown up. Because of grown up. It has to be worked out why. I don't know how the thing works, that's the truth.
But so why is grown up time for Shabbos?
Maybe because it's secondary. You're not.
I don't like that.
It's not your ignorance. Then you're wearing the watch. It happens to be winding. Your dust isn't even on it.
It's a secretion. I mean, it's something I want. It's something. It's going to happen no matter what. And I mean, I'm happy with it. I wouldn't want if someone traded in with you a watch that doesn't do that. You wouldn't be so happy. So what do you mean? It's going to stop. I want to have the
watch. I have one like that. I only wear it on Shabbos.
I don't know.
That's a nice watch.
You have to ask somebody. I don't know.
I don't understand why it's permitted.
It doesn't mean much. It could be. I'm not saying. It's like
why did this beforehand?
You know, might be. Especially, I don't even know how the thing works. But bottom line is, grumma because it's grumma. Only grumma. Maybe I don't know why. Why
so many people with them?
Maybe I guess there's
why do you consider it as jewelry? Do you consider it as jewelry? And
what do you mean? I'm winding the watch.
You're
winding
it?
Yeah, I'm winding it. What are you talking? It says you're not allowed to do. You're for sure not allowed to wind. Even if it's still ticking, I can't wind it.
Most watches nowadays are electric.
Why does it matter if I go like this or if I go like this?
What do you mean? When you move your hand, it just
maybe they're relying on the post can say psikreisha the lo nichale is permitted. That if you did something, that's automatically going to happen. And I don't care that it's okay, but probably it sounds like it's very schwach. It would be interesting to know who said and why.
What about your electric watches?
What's the problem?
It's not muksa because you put a battery in once every five years.
It's not a problem. Yeah, some people say you have to watch it like they cover the buttons, but generally speaking, you get used to it. There's such a thing. That's just not what I want to like tape up. Turn the stopwatch on. Wait a few, okay. You don't want to. That's right. Again, most people are not.
A simple watch. Just.
Yeah.
What if you'd wear it whether it continued ticking or not? Like you're wearing it as jewelry.
then it's okay. The ticking thing, I don't know. I have the answer, I have no idea. I don't understand why it's your minute. I have no clue. I don't know.
I wear it up though, which that was like
excellent. Nice. Find out, maybe ask somebody and ask why. I'm curious.
It's good to find out.
Oh, that's the wrong answer.
Oh. We need a new watch.
Okay. Okay, so if it stopped working only because the battery's off, so there are some people who say it's a kli. What do you mean? It's still a vessel. It doesn't go away. It's no longer a vessel. It's a vessel that has a permitted use. Right now it's off. If it breaks, that's the... Once it's broken, it's already more complicated.
Is there an issue with telling time on Shabbos?
What's the problem?
I don't know. That was specifically for an hour class.
I don't think so.
What if it works from solar?
Because it's okay. Talk about it later, no? Close down.
They normally have batteries.
I thought maybe it's because of the hourglass
zero.
We'll get their business and we'll get it.
It's like it.
It's definitely something that talks about the ton of talent shows as an issue. It's definitely something that talks about the ton of talent shows.
Should I bring in the watch tomorrow? Do you want
to
tell me?
How do you tell me how it works?
I'll show it to you.
We'll take it apart.
No.
How am I going to know how it works?
No, you'll see how the whole thing works.
There's a watch that turns on the light whenever you move your hand. Is that also a minute on Shabbos?
No.
What do you mean? It's only the button. LED lights. What's the problem? Hey, I'm not looking at the light. I don't care about it. I don't care about the light. They can turn that. You get to turn the function off, though, because some people can't sleep. But I don't care about the light. Of course you can't wear it. What are you talking about? I don't care if it's door ice or door button. You know how to wear it. You can't turn on a light. What's the difference between that and continuing to move the battery?
I don't understand.
They have it. Uh-huh, I have one. Sure. Made me crazy. I shot up the shower. After that, we set it up. It was good. Okay, now what about a fan? Connected to electricity.
Oh, we spoke about this already.
We spoke
is
a little
issue, bit. It's connected to the wall on north, so it's a bit of an issue.
That was one point. But we have like this. The Moshe Feinstein says it's klish not the list.
So you can turn a fan on before Shabbos and leave it alone.
Yeah. So now the question is, I want to turn it. I'd rather face the other way now. So the motion says you're not allowed to do that.
It's gufo, no?
He says what gufo? Gufo means use it for something.
You're not moving the base. You're just
still moving the head. Still moving it. He's not happy with that. Rosh Hashanah permits.
So you can't. You cannot move the fan once it's moving.
Look at that.
So I'm saying.
You know that button that like it really stops it from swiveling?
No.
Contrary to Amazon, they let it move the head.
Uh-huh.
You let it push down that button.
If I remember right, it comes out that you can. Yeah.
Now, what about the fans that rotate?
Yeah, that's what you said. That's what we just said. He says it's okay. If I remember correctly, Amazon says it's mechanical. And it's okay.
So if you set it before Shabbos, it's fine.
Yeah, but can you move it or not?
What I'm saying is, you set it before Shabbos, so it rotates automatically.
Yeah, that's no problem. But what if is like this? He says a fan is not a klish not pelister. It's not a vessel with forbidden use. What's forbidden about enjoying the air? So it's permitted. So it's permitted. As it happens, there are parts of it that's not prohibited. Yeah, maybe you can't move the wire. I mean, so what? You don't need to move the wire. You turn it around. You want to put the air on you. What's the problem? He says it's okay.
Why wouldn't you be allowed to move the wire?
Huh?
Why would you
like that? It's electric. Let's say it's electric. Again, you're moving it the klachiyah. You don't care about the wire. You just want to move the fan. It could be it's okay.
What is moving the wire do? Like, what kind of malachah is that? What kind of
it could be it's like if serious moves it. On the contrary, we have a wire. It could be it makes it worse.
You could be breaking a circuit.
Presumably you're not. It's not turning on or off. But it could be, you know.
But if you trip on it and disconnect it,
you're
breaking the circuit.
Probably you don't mean to. But
what if the wire being nullified to the fan?
That's the question. Maybe not. We'll see. That we'll see about that. I don't know about now. Okay. A fan that's off. Anybody? We're almost done. Two more questions.
You can't turn it on.
Can I move it? It's in my way. I want to have
it.
It's
off.
Rabbi Yasha says it's looks not good for like you just said. He says it's not worth anything. Can't do anything with it. It's worth it.
So what do I do with this
air conditioner?
It's like around wheels. Yeah, it's like a rock.
Yeah.
What about these air conditioners around wheels? Like,
huh?
Like air conditioners around wheels.
What a fan? You're saying a fan is supposed to use
no,
a fan
is off. He's saying that.
Now, again, this comes...
Your door.
This comes...
Open your door. You have to designate it for that before Shabbos.
This comes back to the old question we spoke about, and we're going to speak about it more tomorrow, by the way, which is, what is the exact reason how a muksa or a klishma aflisa, a vessel that has a prohibited purpose. Why is that usher? Is it the gzera of Nechanya or is it a special muksa? We still have one possible nafkamina that I saw. I didn't see. I'm looking now. It's not 100% that nafkamina is 100% true. The question is. Anyway, we'll talk about it tomorrow, but there are several possible differences between whether you hold it's from Nechemio or whether you hold it's Xero of Mukta. There are even leniencies. So tomorrow we'll see that. I just want to finish this last two questions. So this was question number one, which is that Rav Stern holds it's Mukta Machasar Kis. You wouldn't use it for anything else. You set it, you put it aside in a place. It's something that's very precious and valuable. You're going to be careful with it. So it's serious Mukta, just like a stone, the same basic idea.
So you
can't do anything with it. If it's off, it's totally worthless.
You cannot move it.
No, with your foot, if you don't want to be on it for breaking it. What about a thermometer? You want to move the thermometer?
Man, why is the thermometer not heter?
Because you're measuring.
Heter? Measuring on Shabbos is not allowed.
What's
it for? It's only for measuring. What is it? Are you
on the red
No, I'm talking about mercury.
Mercury, yeah.
But a thermometer is
going to
measure
automatically. Okay. What does that mean? I don't care. I use it. It's made to measure body temperature in a way that's generally speaking, let's say, yeah, you know how to do. It's also on the shop. So Shlomo Zalman gets around the problem. He's very, very interesting how he does it. He says, listen, you would never use it from now on for anything else. You're particularly about putting it in a place. Right? For sure. You don't leave it around. You don't leave it around. You're careful. So is it because I'm kiss? Are you allowed to move it at all? So he says, listen, it's mostly used to measure temperatures of ill people, which is a mitzvah. Therefore, it's not mitzvah. Not a kol nefesh. He says, not mostly because it has a mitzvah need. You're always allowed to move it. Whenever you need it, you're allowed to move it. He says, you're allowed to move it even just because you need the space.
Or but then, are you allowed to measure the...
Only the person's ill. If you're ill, yes. Because it's a mitzvah. Just like measuring
the thermometer.
Huh?
Like a meat thermometer.
Yes, probably. Correct. You're just outside the thermometer. No, no. Correct. That's right.
Okay,
so that's the end of these
questions. Someone is ill, you can use it.
Huh?
Someone is ill.
You use it only for someone who's ill, therefore it's a mitzvah. That's what he wants to say.
But if no one's ill in the house, you're still
It doesn't matter. He says you're allowed to move it because it's only made for measuring that's mitzvah. So it's not a problem. That's what he wants to say. That's how he gets out of the problem.
Why is it a mitzvah? Because it's not actually giving any refuah. It's not doing anything. It's there to see how ill a person is.
Yeah, but
it doesn't matter. I'm allowed to do a measurement that's mitzvah. Now, Ravayasha might argue, I didn't see.
That's what the mitzvah is.
The mitzvah is to help a person ill find out if he's sick or not.
Is that the mitzvah?
Sure.
It's
what he says.
Is fever sick? Is that mitzvah?
They have a fever.
For a doctor to determine how he's doing. Do you need Tylenol? Is he faking? Just as one of his shul. I mean, whatever. I don't know. I'm just kidding. No, but I'm not. It's like, what's going on here? Is a person like, you don't know, I don't feel, is it my little under the weather? Do I have 104? You can't really tell. It feels kind of hot.
Sometimes the adults.
Why not? Yeah, it's all possible. No, but you check the temperature, you see what the deal is.
And there's a major difference in light between 100 degrees and 104.
Yeah, exactly. You can go to the hospital, it feels kind of hot. Well, I don't know, but why don't you find out? It's not because of nefesh, it's not more than 103. I mean, no one's going to say that. So I don't know. Let's find out. Yeah, let's find out. It's a serious thing. That's mostly what we need to find. So we use it for a mitzvah purpose. You can move it if you need to move it. It's in your way. You want to get to medicine, you can move it, or whatever you want to get to, you can move it. So tomorrow there's another bunch of questions that are going to be a